Our pregame continues. We talk with Ross Rogers, head coach of the Bryan Vikings. And Coach, you have the Waco High Lions coming to town. And we can talk about all the scenarios it would take to get there. But it all starts with, you've got to win this game. You have to win this one.
Yeah, bottom line, just, you know, week nine or week 10, I guess. We got two games left and need to win them both. We need to play better. We need to make things happen for us. And, you know, we've had a motto all week, we won't quit. And so we've kept working at it. And, you know, this time of year, you fight through a lot of injuries and other situations, seems like every year. But the kids they're showing up to give us a great effort. And I hope we have that effort Friday night.
Well, it's a little more than a subliminal thing. I walk in the door here, and there's up on the TV screen up there, it says, won't quit. Yeah. So you're, I guess that's the kind of thing you guys are talking about all along. It's a big game, though, with Waco High coming in. It was going to be anyway, and mm-hmm. It turned out to be a tremendous game for you last year. You ended up winning it by 1 point, but that was a clutch game a year ago when you guys played.
Yeah, they're never an easy out, and Waco has played with a lot of tradition and pride. You know, last year there was a team that they probably felt like was capable of going two or three deep, and they had a lot of injuries last year. And so when we went down there, they gave a great effort, and we played one of our better football games, and were able to come out on top. So I can imagine they're thinking about that this week coming up here.
All right, let's go back to the Rutter game. Rutter put themselves back in position with a win over you guys last week, but it was a back-and-forth game throughout the night. Wind was a huge factor in the game because of the way it was blowing around, but we had a lot of unusual things happen in that game. Ran into a great performance from their running back, Kevontae Johnson.
Yeah, you know, he'd had 277 the week before against College Station Cougars, so that lets you know he knows how to run the ball. And certainly he had a big game against us. And I thought their quarterback, even though he didn't have a great night throwing, he made some big running plays with his feet that got them out of some tough situations. So congratulations, Coach Morgan.
Rutter came in here, obviously, looking for their first win of the season, but they did put themselves, you know, back in position with this. But there were some positive things you guys did against them. It just seemed like it never kind of came into the point where you could do like two big things in a row. And part of that, I guess, was their running game.
Well, you know that, and when you snap a ball over our head, we drop a kickoff return, we give them a kick. We shot ourselves in the foot too many times. And then, you know, it just didn't execute down the line. And you know, and then when we get a chance late in the fourth quarter, Kerry has to go out with a shin injury. And we just didn't get to finish with the team we thought we were going to start with, you know.
Been a couple of times now that's happened to Kerry. He's had problems. And I don't think it's anything he's doing wrong. You just had key injuries at the absolute worst possible time. That seems to be the theme for the season. You'd like one you'd, I'm sure, like to just leave behind about now.
Yeah, you think we've had enough of that. Maybe it'll all go our way. So we're going to count on that happening starting now.
All right, the positive points, if it did come down to a three-way tie, first of all, I said you do have to win, but from a positive point standpoint, sure would be nice to win and win big in this game because they're already up 15 on Rutter, and you need to win by 15, then it would revert back to head-to-head, right?
Yeah, we're going to win it first, and then if that 15 happens to be that, it'd be super, and that'd give us a better chance to get in the playoffs 4 years in a row. But first thing we better do is take it a play at a time and a series at a time and keep playing the best football we can and keep getting better.
I've seen a lot of that, and I know you have too, where teams go out and they think they're 15 points behind when they take the field and they change their game entirely. Invariably, they lose those games. You do have to look for the spots to add points, but you can't start the game like that, can you?
You know, we just need to be wide open. We need to, you know, throw caution to the wind. And we got two big games left, and we need to play them that way we need to execute some things. And, you know, we're defensively, even though we had a bad night the other night, we just came off of a good night against University and Consolidated. And we're getting Darius Bryant back in the middle, which we considered our best linebacker going into the season. And he's proven it many times. He just has to have one of those injury years. And now he gets to come back this week. So our defense has got to play well. And I think Gus, this is his third week back. He's, you know, getting some of the rust off. And so it's just another big game that we've got to play as good a defense as we possibly can. And offense, we've got to come out and have no fear. We've got to go after them.
Coach, you talked about throwing caution to the wind in this Waco High game tonight. It's exactly what you did last year. You came out and threw the ball probably better than you did at any point, and it turned out to be a turning point for your season a year ago. Can you reflect back, or do you have too many young guys on this team that don't even remember what you did last year?
Well, some of them certainly weren't on the team, but we started throw the ball effectively, had some big plays, some big pass plays, them, and of course against Temple to keep us in the Temple game. So, you know, that's been kind of our game plan, is maybe we try to be too conservative. Certainly we got to run the ball to win, but maybe we need to take more shots and try some different things. So, everything's out there. We need to just know when to call it and use it.
Waco High Lions, as long as I can remember, and this is long before I was here even covering Brian, my gosh, they always have speed. If they don't have a whole team worth of speed, they got two or three guys that are guys you're chasing a lot.
Yeah, they've always had great quickness and where they got bursts. People that have a really burst speed, whether it be burst on defense to make a big play that you thought you already had, or offensively getting through a hole that looked like there was nothing there and they can get through. So, when I was Harker Heights, we had some big games with Waco at Buckley as well as at Waco ISD Stadium. And, you know, this will be our first time to play Waco here, and it needs to be a good outing for us.
All right, can we talk a little bit about what they do on the offensive side to begin with?
Yeah, you know, a little bit different this year. They've come in with more of an option scheme. They're going to have a dive back. Sometimes the quarterback will keep. Sometimes he's got extra backs and a hammer or a full house backfield. And then they'll spread it and try to do things traditionally. They've done run his own scheme inside with their backs. But probably more option this year and a little less throwing than we've seen before. Not that they've always been a throwing team, but they've have had more balance. It seems like they're more of a rushing team this year.
Okay, what about on the defensive side? I know you and I, you talked to at the beginning of district that once you moved into district, you're going to face a lot of even man fronts, and you've had a lot of four man fronts. Do they play the same kind of thing?
You know, seem like they're more back in the odd right now. They've got a big old nose tackle, and he's worth about two gaps. He's a big man, you know. So he tries to take care of the interior. They do slide him over to the shade of the center to the guard, but they like to keep him inside. So I think that's why they're probably more of an odd defense with a nose tackle. They play a lot of cover three and some man to secondary. The linebackers, even sometimes it looks like they're in a 3-3, but if you have a tight end, it's more like an old traditional 5-2. So probably just more of a 50 defense this year.
You know, when they play with a nose tackle like that and a guy like that, generally you can have more opportunities to double team against a guy like that. But you know, if the guy's really good, that's probably the worst place you want to have him, is right there in that right in the middle of the defensive line.
You know, good football teams, you want to be strong up the middle, just like in baseball. So you center for quarterback and tailbacks, and then you defensive tackles, linebackers, and safeties. You know, that's where you want to be strong at. And you know, I think they've got that. And, you know, they've had some games where they played awesome. And then they've had a couple games where they haven't finished the game in College Station the other night. It was a tough game early, and College Station kept hunting and pecking and finally hit some big plays on them and were able to get in the end zone and distance themselves from the Lions. And, you know, whatever it takes, you know, whether it's play good early or play good late, we just need to finish and have a win.
Okay, it's all about finishing the game and all about finishing the season now, as the Bryan Vikings will take on the Waco High Lions at Merrill Green Stadium tonight. We'll be back with more of our pregame after this.